The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Do you live by the calendar? What I mean is, are you counting the days till the next holiday or vacation? I know I did as a school kid. We got out for a couple of days at Easter, and the next break will be summer vacation, and I couldn't wait. You may have already made plans for Memorial Day and the 4th of July. And don't forget, Labor Day will come soon after that, and Thanksgiving is not far behind. Sometimes the holidays on the secular calendar dominate our lives. And so we live from holiday to holiday. Today's gospel from John chapter 10 begins by mentioning one of the holidays on the Jewish calendar, namely the Feast of the Dedication. The Feast of the Dedication. We read, "The Feast of the Dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter." Now, what did the Feast of the Dedication commemorate? Well, back in the year 164 BC, the Greek king Antiochus IV Epiphanes had desecrated the Jerusalem temple and the altar. And the Maccabees had led a revolt to expel the Greeks and rededicate the temple for sacred use. It is also called the Feast of Lights or Hanukkah because the temple's 7-candle menorah was relit. In a sense, the Jews also lived by their calendar, not from secular holiday to holiday, but from religious holy day to holy day. How so? Well, they celebrate 3 major pilgrim feasts in which they had to travel like pilgrims from wherever they lived at home all the way to Jerusalem. Those 3 feasts were Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles. But in addition to these major pilgrim feasts, they also observed minor feasts like Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and today's feast of the dedication. Just like school children in America go from spring break to summer vacation, so the Jews lived by their calendar from holy day to holy day. Being aware of these milestone feasts is especially important as you read the Gospel of John. Why? Because in a sense, John's gospel also lives by the calendar and details events of Jesus' life occurring during different feasts. John makes a point to explain to the reader, you and I, that it was Passover, or it was Tabernacles, or today, he says, it's the dedication. But for John, Jesus did not come simply to celebrate the Jewish feasts. He came to replace them with himself. Henceforth, these feasts would not point to past events like the Exodus or the giving of the law at Mount Sinai, but to what Jesus has done and continues to do today and every day. My friends, I think we Catholic Christians should also live by the calendar. Now, I don't mean jumping from holiday to holiday, Memorial Day to July 4th, but rather from Holy Day to Holy Day. You know, it's kind of funny, but I guess Roman Catholics, like the ancient Jews, also have three pilgrim feasts when they travel to the temple, the church, each year, namely Ash Wednesday, Easter, and Christmas, right? That's the only 3 days some Catholics darken the doors of a church. But the same Catholics would never miss a celebration on the secular calendar. How ironic that holy days are sacred for them, but holidays are sacred for them, but holy days are optional. On the Feast of the Dedication, the Jews celebrated the expulsion of secular powers that had desecrated the sacred temple. And the Greeks had actually made it a gymnasium. In other words, the Greeks wanted to replace the sacred with the secular, while the Feast of the Dedication observed the opposite. The Jews replaced the secular with the sacred, rededicating the temple. Now, please don't misunderstand my point. I'm not advocating for prayer in public schools, nor am I suggesting we place the Ten Commandments back in every public school classroom. The public domain should be free from any particular religious expression or dominance. That is the gist of the First Amendment. What I am urging, however, is that our hearts should be the home of prayer and where we hang the Ten Commandments. And our lives should reflect the priorities in our hearts. I couldn't disagree more with people who say, "I don't have time to go to church." That statement is simply not true. We always make time for what is important to us. People should rather say, if they are honest, "Going to church is not important enough for me to make time for it." We all live by the calendar. We either jump from holiday to holiday or from holy day to holy day. It's just a matter of what's important to us. Praised be Jesus Christ.